The moon was shining when we approached Pisa, and for a long time we could see, behind the wall, the Leaning Tower, all awry in the uncertain light, the shadowy original of the old pictures in schoolbooks, setting forth the wonders of the world. Like most things connected in their first associations with schoolbooks and school times, it was too small. I felt it keenly. It was nothing like so high above the wall as I had hoped. It was another of the many deceptions practiced by Mr. Harris, bookseller, at the corner of St. Paul's Churchyard, London. His tower was a fiction, but this was a reality, and by comparison, a short reality. Still, it looked very well and very strange, and was quite as much out of the perpendicular as Harris had represented it to be. The quiet air of Pisa, too. The big guardhouse at the gate, with only two little soldiers in it. The streets with scarcely any show of people in them. And the Arno, flowing quaintly through the center of the town, were excellent. So I bore no malice in my heart against Mr. Harris, remembering his good intentions, but forgave him before dinner, and went out, full of confidence, to see the tower next morning.